This is JIS News. Coming up, Agriculture Ministry assists farmers in East Rural St. Andrew. OUR launches number portability education campaign, and Labour Ministry to embark on pre-selection process for overseas employment program. The news in detail after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. 20 coffee farmers in East Rural St. Andrew have received farming materials for the rehabilitation and replanting of crops destroyed by recent bushfires in the Blue Mountain Ridge. Items include 10 650-gallon water tanks, fertilizers, as well as a down payment on 100,000 coffee seedlings. Speaking at the handing over ceremony Tuesday, Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer said persons whose farms were completely destroyed by the fires will also receive $30,000 per acre for land rehabilitation in addition to fertilizers and seedlings.
This will be done in two phases. The first phase will be between July to August 2015. And in order to fast track the resuscitation process, fertilizers will be given to farmers whose farm suffered partial damage as well. Phase two, farmers will receive coffee seedlings and fertilizers to assist with the replanting exercise.
Assistance is being provided under the Coffee Rehabilitation Project with items donated by the Ministry of Agriculture with support from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. Phase two of the project will run from September 2015 to February 2016. Meanwhile, the Agriculture Minister says a tour will be organized for the Flamstead, Tower Hill and Lime Tree areas of East Rural St. Andrew, where a tree planting exercise will be undertaken.
Part of our endeavor to encourage the farmers and to show cause with them, because we want them to understand that the Ministry of Agriculture understands the pain that they bear, and we fully want to integrate and involve ourselves with them out in the field in this replanting exercise.
Mr. Kellyer says the ministry remains committed to supporting farmers and working with them to prevent bushfires. He's urging farmers and citizens across Jamaica to practice proper disposal of solid waste and to desist from using the slash-and-burn method as a means of clearing land. The Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, is advising members of the public that they must clear any outstanding debt with their current cell phone service provider before utilizing the number portability service to switch to a new network. Public education specialist at the OUR, Elizabeth Bennett Marsh, says this and other guidelines will be disseminated to the public under the agency's ongoing public education campaign on number portability. Mrs. Bennett Marsh adds that the OUR is currently finalizing a porting process flyer and frequently asked questions document, which will both be circulated island-wide.
Persons who have any queries at all about the number portability process can communicate with us at 1-888-CALL-OUR, that is 1-888-2255-687, or they can visit our website. And this is in addition to contacting your service provider as well.
Mrs. Bennett Marsh was speaking in an interview with JIS News Wednesday. Members of the public are also urged to listen out for radio advertisements, as well as visit the OUR website, our.org.jm, for additional information on number portability. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be embarking on an island-wide pre-selection drive to recruit suitable candidates for the Canadian Overseas Employment Programme. The initiative will see recruiting teams from the ministry visiting four strategic locations across the island to conduct interviews with selected candidates from several parishes.
What this means, in essence, is that the ministry will be going island-wide to pre-select persons who will be suitable to work under the Canadian Overseas Employment Programme, so that when the Canadian employers submit requests for workers in the various categories, a ready supply of suitable workers will be available.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The pre-selection exercise will be conducted August 10 to 28. Members of Parliament will be given application forms to distribute to persons who have farming experience. 40 application forms will be made available for rural constituencies and 20 for those in urban areas. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.